Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, my friends, and welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, longtime sponsor of this show. Thank you so much. You can get more information on them at impactpowersportsmi.com. Perhaps you're in the market for a Yamaha golf cart. Perhaps you want to check out maybe a motorcycle, a side-by-side, a scooter, an e-bike, maybe even a go-kart. That would be so much fun, my God. They have it all at Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. You can find their exact location on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. Thank you so much. Easy with you. I want to right away give some information because folks had been wondering, Easy, how come I cannot download the show on Apple Podcasts anymore? And I didn't know. I mean, I didn't really have any problem on my end. The shows were showing up. And this is a common thing these days where people like, well, nothing changed on my end. It must be Eric's fault. It's not. It was Nick in Houston is here. He was experiencing it too. And I just threw it. I actually reached out to the people, my platform, Red Circle. And they said, it looks fine on our end, Easy. So then I go, all right. At about that same time, I said to Nick in Houston, I go, yeah, I try to like uninstall the Apple Podcasts app and reinstall it. And it worked. So then one by one, people had been doing that. So I'm passing that along to you now. What I'm saying here is it's all your fault. It is not my fault. It wasn't on me. I was losing sleep over this. Recently, I had somebody, it was the same guy, Bleeding Heart Brian, because he's one of the first people to bitch about this. Yeah, it's not showing up. It's not showing up. Oh, my God, it's not showing up. This is the same guy who said to me, yeah, your website's been deleted from the internet. And I'm like, what? And so I'm like looking at the thing. I'm like, I open it up. And then he starts to convince me that he's right. And it's like, no, it's still there. What are you fucking talking about? Not that I do anything with the website. Most of what I do is basically promoted on Facebook. So I'm not really too concerned about that. It's more like the website is more just a landing spot to promote my sponsors. Not that that's interesting in any way, shape, or form. Yesterday, here at the house, I thought we were in trouble. The one thing that we cannot have here is questionable issues with the television when it comes to the NFK. Now, I do not watch TV. The only time I might watch it is a show on my phone, but that's not even the TV. But the NFK, 13 hours a day, every day, no exceptions. From 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., that thing is on. Hey, Eric. Yeah. He says to me that the cat fucking went behind the TV and unplugged a wire from the cable box. And look at this fucking shit. And I'm like, and the screen's all like scrambly, you know, it looks weird. You can make it out. It's fucked. And I go, the cat got behind the TV and unplugged something. So right away, I'm like, this doesn't sound right at all. So I take a look at the cable box. Nick says, did he call the cat the N-word? No. No, nothing like that this time. He did kind of like do the gestures, though. He goes, I get CNN, but I don't get ABC, CBS, or NBC. And as a piano finger banger says, why are we hearing Benny and the Jets? That is distracting me. I'm not sure what you're talking about. What the fuck does that even mean, you asshole? You're not. You're probably hearing it through your own device and blaming me again. This is that phenomena again, where it's something on your end. Chris says, you can end any argument with, yeah, well, you shit your pants at Men's Warehouse. Nick says, reinstall the podcast app and Benny and the Jets will go away. Yeah, let's start to focus here. If you experience something while you are receiving the show, let's not have the first step be posting it in the chat, whatever it is that your problem is. More than likely, it's on your end. So shut up. Jesus. He has taken a look at the cable box. And there is a redundant power cable back there that is not in use, probably from a previous box. It has nothing to do with the current setup. But he sees it as unhooked and then creates a scenario that the cat unplugged that and that's why the TV is acting funny. And I'm like, oh, God. It took me one second to figure it out. And I'm like, yeah, that doesn't have anything to do with it. It's just one of those things. I'm going to reboot this thing for you, and then we'll hope for the best. This is EZ's Tech Issue Troubleshooting 101. That's okay. So I'm getting that now with audience members. EZ, I can't get the podcast. What did you do? EZ, the TV screwed up. The cat must have ruined it. Holy shit. All right. Have you seen or heard the story about social media influencer star who encountered a baby wombat? She got out of the car. And the guy she was with shot video of her running up to the baby wombat and picking it up. And then she brought it back to her car. And then she's just holding it, and the little fucker's going like, come on, put me down. And then the mother wombat is now at her feet saying, hey, can I have my baby back? Is that okay if you bring me my baby? And then she eventually walked back and gave the baby wombat back to the mother. Now, when I first saw the backlash, I thought that she took the baby wombat and then spiked it like Rob Gronkowski spiking a football, or kept it, or it seemed pretty strong, the response, that she did something really horrible to the wombat, but she gave it back. There hasn't been this much backlash for an animal thing since, remember when the one guy killed the lion? The big game hunter shot the lion and then they like posed in front of it. It was a protected lion or some shit like that. And big game hunter shot it. And oh my God, that was bad. And then there was Harambe too. Tyler says more backlash than Harambe. Those were big. I think the biggest one was the lion though. Because of the, the Harambe, the argument was being made that Harambe could have killed. Wasn't there a baby there? Like a baby fell in the thing and Harambe, didn't Harambe pick up the baby and was taking care of it? In my mind, that happened. The child fell into the enclosure and Harambe picked it up and was doing like rock-a-bye baby. But I couldn't tell you for sure. And then they shot Harambe and he dropped the baby. Or was the kid just laying there? Now I need to know this. Did Harambe pick up the child? Yeah. On May 28th, 2016, a 3-year-old boy crawled under a fence into the gorilla enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo. 17-year-old silverback gorilla grabbed the child and dragged him around the enclosure. Fearing for the child's safety, they made the difficult decision to shoot the monkey or gorilla. Child was unharmed and recovered fully. So that child now is 12. I wonder if they ever told the kid. In the Wikipedia story, it says Harambe carried the boy up a ladder and out of the moat and onto dry land. The boy was between Harambe's legs when the shot was fired. What is the view of primatologists on Harambe? Did he try to protect the boy or to assert dominance? Seems like a long response. I don't want to get into it. Lion guy was a bad deal. The big bad internet machine went after him. He might have been like an orthodontist or something, or an accomplished physician. Rebecca says they fired the shots at Harambe with the kid between his legs. I think so, yeah. Man Bun Chris says, breaking news on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Not sure why he wrote that. He wrote, no one spoil it. Anyway, chick gave the wombat back. So I was, but the response was so strong and so swift that I thought that she killed the wombat, but she did not. In fact, let's look at the video of when this happened. This is young lady picking up the wombat.
Just caught a baby wombat.
Look.
look at the mother. It's like, oh, it's chasing after her.
I got a baby born dead. Okay, mama's right there. And she is pissed. Let's let him go.
No, he's right.
All right, let's let him go.
I don't have a knowledge of wombats. I would have never have dared to do that for fear that I would have been like bit or scratched or something like that. Maybe she has knowledge. As far as we know, everything is fine with the wombat. Anybody's thoughts about this? What is appropriate at this point? Chris calls them, says that they are fat, ugly, and blind. Rebecca says, what if the mama wombat rejected the baby after that? People are stupid. Yeah, I mean, I would never risk that. This is a dumb, dumb thing. I get it now. Chris says, wombats are fat, ugly, and blind and named Pat. Yeah, that guy. Oh, shit. They're not really blind, but that one guy named Wombat Pat is, in fact, fat, ugly, and blind. This chick has been getting killed, though. By the way, they are really, really cute. I think if I was at a zoo and they said, here, pick up the wombat, I would definitely would do that. They are adorable. I wouldn't have done it in the wild. I'd have just kept going. Of course, I did recently pick up a raccoon in the backyard, but it was in dire straits. I was trying to assist it, and I put a blanket around it. It was rabid. And the cops came over and shot it. Some of you were here for that show, not all of you, but that happened just a couple of months ago. All right. Hang on, I got to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I don't want anybody to bother me. You know, I don't want anything to bother me, like somebody writing, why am I hearing Elton John? This is the chick. This is the I'm sad face. You have to have that while you're trying to turn this thing around. And that's a baby wombat. That's adorable. Hi. Hello. I could definitely see, you know, whatever. This chick is like losing her livelihood now. She was in Australia. She sent a message to news viewers after failing to appear for a scheduled on-air interview. Her name is Sam Jones. She has over 96,000 followers on Instagram. Was supposed to appear at the local TV station's 10 Talk series on Sunday, but she canceled at the last minute. The show host explained that she backed out of the interview while discussing Jones's recent Instagram statement apologizing for the controversy. In the original since-deleted video, she was seen picking up the baby. Everybody got pissed off. She previously referred to herself as a wildlife biologist and an environmental scientist on Instagram. Said in a video, she's taking responsibility for her actions, once again admitting she made an incredible mistake, which she's regretted since. However, there's something much bigger at play here, and it would be a disservice to ignore it. If this situation has proven anything, it's proven that Australians care deeply about their wildlife, and that is something I intensely admire, Jones said. All right, now that's not bad. I mean, most of those people who hate you are stupid people. Most of those people who think you should be shot and killed are stupid people. So if you say something like that, you're going to settle some of them down. I like that. She continued to allege that every year the Australian government issues permits for the killing of thousands of wombats across Australia. I like that move too. you Australians support your animals. You know, I mean, in Australia, they kill wombats. So now she's like turning it on you, turning it on them. I like that too. Along with millions of kangaroos. She's also spreading the blame here at this point. I just picked one up, but in Australia, they actually hunt these things, which is true. They do. I don't know why. I mean, maybe there's just a lot of them. Maybe they're a menace to farms. I have no idea. She declined. She directed viewers to her X account. She said that she has shared never-before-seen photos of Australia's mass culling operations. All right, this is all good. She has dealt, obviously, with some professionals when it comes to dealing with this. If you want to stop the bleeding, you apologize like you did. You say something nice, and then you turn it back on them. I'm an expert. I do this all the time. That's good. The same government that is calling for my head is the one that spends millions of your tax dollars to mass slaughter native Australian animals, as well as the Snowy River something, something begins with a K, brumbies, wild pigs, and numerous deer species. So I like that. I mean, as an American, an arrogant American, if you show up to some place, you pick up a beloved creature, everybody wants you to die, you do something like this, that's good. She needs to maybe throw in a Trump reference at some point. I don't know, suggesting that Trump will fucking blow you up if you blow me up. After apologizing and attempting to explain her actions, she similarly alleged that Australian authorities were permitting the slaughter of wombats. She even singled out Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, for his response to her over the incident. While the Prime Minister wishes harm on me for merely picking up a wombat, I implore you to take a good hard look at what is currently being done in Australia surrounding the real issues it faces.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The lack of power for tens of thousands of Aussies, so that's another issue she's bringing up, and the treatment of its native wildlife. Okay, so there you go. She has planted her flag. She picked up the stupid thing. It's cuddly, and everybody tried to kill her. She says, fuck you. I'm sorry, but fuck you. I'm glad you care for your animals, but this is all your fault. She says, when we found the mother and the Joey on the road not moving, I was extremely concerned, as wombats are so often hit on Australian roads. I stopped to ensure they got off the road safely and didn't get hit. And when I walked up to them, the Joey did not move or run off. I was concerned it may have been sick or injured. I get that. I just did that last month and made a snap judgment to pick up the Joey and see if this was the case. Entirely believable. I ran not to rip the Joey from its mother, but from fear that she might attack me. Well, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I think Australia should shut the fuck up here. David wrote, she's just another attention-seeking moron that has no clue about the real world and the effects of failing to keep animal numbers in check for both their well-being. Okay, so this guy's attacking her because she says that Australia is murdering animals, which we don't know the whole story. David might be right there. They might have to do that to keep populations in check, and that's not a fun job. I mean, we do that here in Michigan. with deer, coyote, turkey, well, anything that's hunted is done not only for the outdoor sportsmen to enjoy that, but they use the animal. And it's important that these populations be kept in check to keep the spread of disease down. Or that's just what they say. I don't know if that's even true. Some people like Arum say that that's all a myth. That culling populations of animals is nonsense. Nothing bad will happen if we let the deer population, the wombat population, grow out of control. There will not be any disease spreading. It's all chronic wasting disease is a myth. That's what someone with the opposite point of view. I don't believe that either. But like Arum would rather have it that all animals just are never, ever killed in any way, shape, or form. They just run rampant. So you're walking down the street and there's deer everywhere. There's coyotes attacking people. There's wolves. There's cougars and bobcats and wombats. In the end, I don't have a problem with any of this. Nothing bad happened. This is a goddamn overreaction. This is just stupid.
Disturbing footage has emerged of an American tourist stealing a wombat joey from its mother.
Stealing implies that it was not given back. This is when the shit first hit the fan. These Aussies see this and they want their pound of American flesh.
Footage has emerged of an American tourist stealing a wombat joey from its mother. The video, which has since been deleted from social media, shows the woman walking away with the baby while the mother runs after her. And a warning, some people will find this video distressing.
Caught a baby wombat. Look at the mother. It's like, oh, it's chasing after her.
I got a baby wombat. Okay, mama's right there. And she is pissed. Let's let him go.
No, he's right.
On this, we're joined now by the head of campaigns at World Animal Protection, Suzanne Milthorpe. Thank you very much for your time today. This is sickening behavior. It's really distressing to look at that video. It was just to get a photo with a baby wombat.
Well,
Is this sort of behavior illegal?
Well, not only stealing a screaming baby wombat from its mother.
Stop saying they stole it, asshole. She picked it up and took a picture. You stupid fucking moron.
Simply appalling, but it very well may be illegal under state or even national law. And World Animal Protection is calling on the Australian government to investigate. And if it is found that she has broken laws, to apply maximum penalties for this outrageous...
Oh, yeah, that'd be like a $5 fine.
...behaviour.
What kind of distress would the mother wombat have been in?
Well, Aussies are quite rightly... outraged by this video. You can see from the video how distressed the mother is chasing after his baby, and you can hear the baby making those cries of distress. This is quite simply cruelty for the sake of cheap content.
Yeah. The woman did release the baby back to...
Not above cruelty for the sake of cheap content. I am a hard and fast, ardent supporter of cruelty for cheap content.
Its mother, is there concern for like the animals reconnecting after an incident like this or anything like that?
Well, any disturbance to a wild animal's natural behaviour can bring about all sorts of consequences. They could be physical, as the baby was being picked up and pulled away. It could be psychological. And
yeah, but nothing happened. None of that actually happened.
Unfortunately, we don't know what state that baby and mother are in now.
Well, they walked off together. I would assume that they're fine.
Oh, it's devastating. For anyone else who might have the urge to pick up, you know, any kind of native wildlife for the sake of a photo, what is your advice?
Simply don't. Absolutely. We're asking all travellers and Australians to give our iconic native wildlife the respect it deserves. They're best loved from a distance.
If anyone does see a baby wombat or something that's distressed like this, what should they do? For instance, if someone had come along and seen that, could they have called for assistance and got someone to help?
What a stupid question. If someone saw her picking it up, could someone call for help? No. Nope. There's nothing you can do.
Absolutely. In the case where you suspect any animal, imminent animal cruelty, always contact the police. But if you come across injured wildlife, the best place to go is WIRES or your local animal authority.
Suzanne Milthorpe, thank you very much for your time.
Dumb. Stupid Australians. Molly says she stole it. Okay. David says at best she borrowed it. There's no question this was a poor choice. But let the punishment fit the crime here. Aram says, why not just give it to the mother and run away? Well, yeah, that's true. But if I was going to pick it up and get it out of the road and I had an opportunity to get a picture of me and the wombat, you bet your ass I'm going to do that. Absolutely. All she did was ran to the car a little bit. This is not a big deal. Tyler says there's only one way to make up for this atrocity. We allow that mother wombat to take a human baby away from its mother. Excuse me. All right. Molly says, so you're saying we can pick you up to take pics with easy. I want to engage you, but it's such a dumb comment that I can't work up the strength. Our good friend Freebeer had a hell of a day yesterday, and we're going to feature it on Who Are These Freebeers coming up tomorrow when Ben Glaze and I review audio from our favorite morning show. Several folks tipped me off yesterday that the Burn King had a hell of a run during the big show, and boy, were you right. It was brain tumor talk after brain tumor talk. Outstanding. By the end of it, he was seething. And he continued to fuck up all the way to the end. So bad that after one of the fuck-ups, he said, oh, I did that one on purpose. Like a child would. It was, and I remember those scenarios too. He used to do that to us where he'd really get going downhill or over his skis and had no fucking idea what was happening to him because he was so incensed. And he would keep fucking up. Then he would say, oh, I'm doing this on purpose. Bob says, today there was a lot of Freebeer butchering the word usually. I heard that from more than one person. Cecil, with a Y. Cecil reached out to me and said that he said he dropped a usually, but he says usually as well today. Yeah, he's on fucking fire. I have a sequence for you when we do the Who Are These Freebeers episode number 49 on Thursday at 6 p.m. on my Patreon. A sequence of 10 examples of Freebeer brain tumor talk where he scrambles the words or he drops an S or he adds an S or he just, wow. And then his mates were laughing in his face. And then I think they sensed that he was getting upset because they stopped laughing in his face. That's the Greg Shells. It was still funny, but wow. Really, really fucked up. he, and you know, once you start to do that, or at least him, gets in his own head, he has to be thinking about how on this show it is going to be highlighted. It's really got to get the wires touching together. That causes him to like, oh, shit. There's about a billion and one things that Greg is not adequate in. And speaking is one of them. So bad. Oh, just an absolute pile of shit. Meanwhile, Ben will be reviewing. What is Ben reviewing again? I forget. There was something that happened that he agreed to take care of. I didn't even hear it. Something that was talked about on this show. What was it? Oh, okay. He wrote, I can, hey, if you want, EZ, I will pull the free beer talking about eating snatch. Scott P. is here. He was one of the folks. He was the first person to tip me off that Free Beer had a hell of a day yesterday. Let's see. What did he write? Holy shit. Greg is dying. 9:45 a.m. Thank you. I appreciate that. That is going to be tomorrow at 6 p.m. I want you to watch it live. In fact, I'm going to play a little bit of it for you right here. I've got so much material of from just that moment. It's an unbelievable amount of material. It starts it's another dumb Florida guy does something wrong story. Free Beer starts out poorly and murders this that I'm about to play for you. And then it's pretty much lost for the day as fuck up after fuck up occurs. He starts out the brain tumor talk with a classic word scramble. What is supposed to be him saying, hey, a 34-year-old man named so-and-so. And then he's going to set up the story. That did not come out as a 34-year-old man named. Rather, it came out as this.
A 34-year-old man named.
So, no, not a 34-year-old man named. It's
a 34-year-old Nan maimed.
A 34-year-old Nan maimed.
A 34-year-old Nan maimed.
Holy shit.
A 34-year-old Nan maimed.
That's outstanding. That is just great. I want to slow that down. I don't want to do it now. It'll take too long. A 34-year-old Nan maimed.
A 34-year-old Nan maimed.
Okay. And then it's all downhill from there. Scott says it was amazing. Even better hearing it back. Well, yeah, because he goes so fast.
A 34-year-old Nan maimed.
You don't really have, you got to be able to drill down on it, which is what we would do back in the day. We would stop what we were doing, pull the audio, and then give up on the stupid story. Nobody gives a shit about the story. They just want to hear the ensuing beat up that needs to occur because someone said.
A 34-year-old Nan maimed.
A 34-year-old Nan maimed. But that's not all. Because the next thing that is said, and I don't want to steal too much of my own thunder, but I have to. Free Beer does not pull it together. Again, this is a Florida man story. It's already started out with a 34-year-old Nan maimed.
A 34-year-old Nan maimed.
Now he's going to say the name of the guy.
Not Nan, but man named Florida.
Oh!
Named Florida.
Now he lives in Florida, you asshole.
A 34-year-old Nan maimed. Not Nan, but man named Florida. Named Florida.
All right, now he's really in trouble. Fuck. Cole says, did he like the March Madness bracket you did with all his word scrambles back in the day? I don't know. He didn't have a choice. We just did it. You know, we didn't give a shit how he felt. We just did it. We're not here to make you feel good. We're here to do a show, you asshole. Stevie says, yesterday I said to someone, it's taking two lamb dong. We both cracked up. All right. Tyler says, if Free Beer ever has a stroke, nobody will be able to catch it because he always sounds like he's having one.
Named Florida. A 34-year-old Nan mean.
All right. We're just scratching the surface. Tomorrow at 6 p.m., we're going to unpack this, all of this. It's so fucked up. They're laughing in his face. And he's just getting hot. His ears are red. He's getting more and more pissed off. And then that's just going to make it worse. Because he's a fucking child. God damn it, is that great. Okay, I'm going to kick the folks out that are enjoying the show on Facebook and YouTube. I appreciate you. Remember, on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I appreciate you so much. Sign up there if you want more content. Or if you want to join me for the free podcast right here on Twitch for the full show, because there's a lot more show left. You go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app and search at Eric Zane Live. If you have any problems with your audio on the audio podcast, whatever you do, don't try to solve the problem on your own. Just come to me and bitch. All right. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. They take care of my Twitch, my spot on Twitch, and my Facebook page. I appreciate you so much. Think about Rick over at TC Paintball. When you're looking for something fun to do, the weather is finally breaking here in and around West Michigan. So if you want to have a great time, book an event at TC Paintball. Wednesdays are youth leagues. And literally, if your kid is one of those kids that spends too much time playing video games and friends are limited, they just don't do a lot of stuff out of the house, fucking grab them and take them to TC Paintball. They're going to make new friends. They're going to have fun on the Youth League. The Youth League uses the low-impact machinery, weaponry, if you will, and it doesn't hurt, so you're good. TC Paintball online at tcpaintballgr.com. Thank you so much. A little bit more about Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. If you're a person, there's two types of people, either preventative maintenance, making sure the car is taken care of, or you're the I'll fix it when it breaks guy. I recommend the first one, because if you're fix it when it breaks guy, the good folks at Irvine's are going to fix it, but they're also going to tell you all the other things that need fixing. And it's going to be like, this is pretty pressing. This is also pretty pressing. This is needs to be taken care of. Like, you have to get this taken care of. That's how that works. So you've got an expert, a group of expert people that are working on your vehicle. 616-532-6600 for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Online at ervines.com. That is ervines.com. All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.